Well, I couldn't believe I heard it here a couple of days ago, but I did. I guess at this point, why would I be shocked about anything? I mean, that's a fair question. You've got money being thrown around all over the place, billions of dollars in schools. Chicago schools remain closed, even though they got $1 billion in that district alone. A third biggest in America. I mean, and hundreds of million dollars thrown around. And then you have Nancy Pelosi come along. This is what I was going to get at. Saying, we need to spend more money. More money? We spent, what, $5, $6 trillion that we've signed off on, including President Trump and President Biden, and they want more money? Come on. I know a person that knows a thing or two about money, Liz Peek. She's a Fox News contributor, good friend of ours here at the program, too. Liz, good to have you back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, I'm not the best math student in the world, but $6 trillion sounds like a lot of money to spend. I mean, where is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not only a lot of money, it's incomprehensible to most of us. These numbers have gotten so outrageous. But we have basically authorized $5.4 trillion. Congress has six different pieces of legislation, and it's more than we spent fighting World War II. I mean, just I think people should take a moment and think about that, sending tens of millions of men to war, arming an entirely huge army. We have spent more in the last 2 years or authorized more than that effort. So that kind of, and by the way, that's adjusted for inflation. So that kind of puts in context how completely over the top these spending programs are, Steve. And the really outrageous part is, where is the money? I mean, people are standing in hours-long, freezing-cold lines to get tests. $79 billion was supposed to be spent on creating and distributing COVID tests. So where did that money go?
No, wait a second. You're not being fair. I heard Jen Psaki say yesterday that they're right on track for what they promised. Of course, that's not true, but it's what she said. 500 million tests will be ready in January. They haven't even signed the contract, Liz. That's what they've admitted.
You know, I think their backs are up against the wall now, and they're just spewing out lies after lies. People know better. I mean, when Joe Biden yesterday said that inflation, we're getting inflation under control, people know better. A 7% print is not getting inflation under control. So whether it's the excess spending, which has been ludicrous, or how they're handling COVID, or what they're doing on inflation, I mean, all these things are falling short. And you saw the recent Quinnipiac poll that came out.
Yes.
I mean, this guy's polling is worse than any modern president. So when, by the way, Steve, when Trump was president and the media could not describe him without describing him as an unpopular president, have you seen anyone sort of attach that word to Joe Biden's name yet? Because that's where he is.
I have. But no, I didn't. I didn't get much coverage.
Me too.
With that. Yeah. In fact, one of the most startling numbers that the Quinnipiac poll emphasized: support among Democrats has dropped 12 points since the end of November for Joe Biden. Democrats are like, and I've talked to a number of people that voted for him. They said, "Yeah, I'm not a fan anymore." They're jumping ship. People that voted for Joe Biden are like, "Yeah, this hasn't gone well."
Well, there's no possible arena in which people can be admiring of the president. I mean, the border, you know, everyone's ignoring that. But it's a horrific situation at the southern border, and no effort is being made to change anything. In terms of our foreign affairs, look what's going on with Vladimir Putin and with Ukraine. Our enemies are assessing this president just as Americans are and finding him not up to the task. So if Russia invades Ukraine, which I think is quite likely, the next step will be China going after Taiwan. And what will the United States do under Joe Biden? Absolutely nothing. We've already taken military response off the table, which I thought was an incredibly boneheaded thing to do. NATO's not really particularly fired up under Joe Biden.
No.
So I think it's really pretty tough to figure out where he's winning. It's a lot easier to find out where he's losing.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, and when it comes to Ukraine and Taiwan, I think this president will be forceful and step up as long as it doesn't interfere with nap time. Because that's critical at this point. But you talk about the other issues facing us. COVID obviously is front and center. But if you look at the Quinnipiac poll and other issues, that's not what Americans think about anymore. America, even though right now today, Liz, I know more people with COVID than any time during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I just got through it. My wife just got through it. Lots of people I know are coming down positive and being ill. But the fact of the matter is, America still doesn't care. They're over it. They care about the price of gas, the price of food, yeah. the price of housing. They care about the economy, and they're looking at 7% inflation, the highest it's been since 1982, and that has people worried.
And that is why when Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats talk about what we really need to do is spend more money, when Joe Biden goes today to implore people to think again about Build Back Better, that $5 trillion atrocity, it's not going to happen, Steve. People are now connecting the dots. I think they have been for 6 months between that huge surge in spending and the fact that everything from the price of eggs to gasoline and housing has gone through the roof. This is not, by the way, going to get better anytime soon. What Jay Powell is doing as chairman of the Federal Reserve is tepid baby steps, which will have maybe some impact a year from now. Unless he gets very aggressive, this is where we are. This is where we are. The prices are going to continue to go higher because really the number one issue in our country right now is a shortage of workers. Wages are going up pretty dramatically, not as fast as prices, to be sure, but that really does get us into a wage-price spiral, which is, I think, where we are now. When companies have to pay their workers more because the workers see rising prices on the grocery store shelves
right.
and they demand higher wages, that's how things get into this terrible kind of circle,
yeah.
And that is really bad news.
So that brings me to the Supreme Court and the question of the mandates. Mandates will force more people out of work that are saying, look, The vaccines don't work. It's ever more evident that they don't stop the spread. People are still getting sick. So you're going to force me off the job for something I don't want to take. And so that's going to be really critical. And then I've talked about this and I harp on this, but I must. If the mandate stands for health care, it will destroy small hospitals across this nation in less than 200 days because this is the option they'll have. Because the vaccination rate at small hospitals, from several that I've talked to, is less than 50% for faculty and staff. That means the hospital will have the option. Let half of your staff quit because of the mandate or fire them and you go bankrupt, or refuse the government mandate and the government will refuse to pay you 70% of your reimbursements through CMS, which is Medicaid and Medicare and all that. So you can go bankrupt that way. Your choice to go bankrupt one way or the other. And most small hospitals have enough financial wherewithal to make it about 200 days. There it is.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary concept. And what's really amazing to me is that the brainiacs in the White House, the people governing our economic policy at this point, did not foresee any of this problem when they put all these mandates in place. I mean, you know, Biden was so ineffectual, and so was Kamala Harris and all the other people who took to the roads to convince Americans to get vaccinated. They were so unpersuasive that they had to turn to these mandates. And I think it's an overreaching kind of position that the federal government has taken. I hope the Supreme Court says no. There's an indication that they will. And then we have at least that one less hurdle for our economy to jump over in our way to recovery. Let's hope so.
I hope the Supreme Court realizes that the federal government and the executive doesn't have that kind of power. We'll see what happens. Okay. Liz Peek, always informative and always a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Have a great weekend.
All right, there you have it. Liz Peek. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.